That was Doing the Doom by the I Want You. My name is Jim Gerdeman, and I sing and play a little bit of guitar and harmonica. This next song is about one of my favorite bands personally, and I've always called them The Pixies, but they always refer to themselves as Pixies. So this song is called The Pixies, Just Pixies. Yes. It's about them. It's a biographical song. Here we go. We got one more song for you. This song's about radio. And again, it's been great to be here on the Town with Mikey D here on WMFO. The song is called Overnight Radio. And it goes something like this. Thank you. much. You're the best.
All right. And thank you to the I Want You for playing. We'll talk to them in a little bit. But in the meantime, here's some Quilt. 91.5 WMFO.
Spectre. animals. You're expected, always welcome. Our familiar animals. You're expected. You're so welcome. Spectre animals. You're expected, always welcome. Bard, smiling down on cloud, raining heaven shards, cruising through the stars. Oh, our spacious friend, help us to pretend. Fill us up with hope, bring us back our ghost specter. Our familiar, you're so welcome. Celestial bard, smiling down on cloud, raining heaven shards, cruising through the stars. Oh, our spacious friend, help us to pretend. Fill us up with hope, bring us back our ghost specter. Are familiar, you're so welcome. Spectral animals are familiar. Celestial bard, smiling down on cloud, raining heaven shard, cruising through the stars. Oh, our spacious friend, help us to pretend. Fill us up with hope, bring us back our ghosts.
91.5 WMFO, that was Our Celestial Bard from Death and the Poetess, and just happen to have one of the, is it Death or the Poetess here, sitting here on mic three. Hello. I am Death. You are Death?
I am Death. I am this destroyer of chords.
I don't know about that, man. But you brought up the RPM challenge during your set. Thank you. I think I am a guru of sorts for the On the Town with Mikey D team. I tend to dedicate my March show to all RPM projects.
Right.
I don't know if you were aware of that.
Yes, I was.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Excellent. So it's a big thing that I really, really, really believe in, and I spend a whole ton of money on everyone's projects that they release, and all that fun stuff. And I don't get a chance to play RPM projects that often outside of, you know, RPM release day. So, yeah, I figured I'd throw that one in, even though it kind of, you know, brings the mood down a little bit.
Yeah, we're kind of folk core, so.
Yes, yes. But you have done an RPM challenge project.
Yes.
Which EP was that?
We did one called it was All Beat Up. And that was when the band was kind of, we were in a flux sort of situation. We had lost a couple members, and that's when we got Chris and Jeff Norcross. And it was a good excuse to come up with a bunch of new material. So that was awesome to be able to do that, because it was such a, you know, short period of time where we had to, you know, write all this stuff. And actually, most of it came out pretty good. I mean, we kept playing it for a long time.
Yeah.
I also did one like years ago. I recorded in my car with battery powered like 4-track.
Okay.
And that one was a lot of fun to do, because it was challenging. I mostly did it at lunch at work,
mm-hmm.
and I just go out for like an hour and just like sit there like freezing.
So you must have been freezing.
And my
that's the downside to recording in February.
Yeah, exactly. My like cup holders had like lots of batteries in them that were just dead and stuff. And and my favorite track was, or one of the favorite ones was, I used the hazard lights as percussion. Mm-hmm. So it was like,
yep.
So that was a fun one.
That's part of the beauty of RPM.
Yeah.
So you're throwing everything at the wall, and if it's not sticking, you grab something to make it stick.
Right.
So that's the coolest part.
Yeah.
But I think I played a rough track that you did release, because you had to release it on March 1st and all that stuff. And you're like, no, we're gonna clean it up and make sure we do a proper release later.
Right.
I remember that part. Anyway. But enough about that. Let's fast forward to now. What brings you here other than, you know, performing for our Radio Waves?
Mm-hmm. Well, we just did a EP called My Favorite Dive, and so we're still releasing some videos from it. There's a new one that's not too far away from being done off the Profane track, which I can't even say the name of because it's the profanity is actually in the title.
Yes,
but we've already done two other videos. One was called My Favorite Dive, and that was actually filmed at Sligo during their last week.
Oh, the last.
Yeah, and it was kind of good to capture that feeling of that place and so forth. So that was a cool one. And then we did another one called for the Pixies, just Pixies, and that one we did Blake put that one together, and that one is based on the Pixies video Head On. The Jesus and Mary Chain cover.
Yeah.
And
with all the TVs with, yes, 14 different camera, yeah, angles.
We did the same thing.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was sitting there with a grid and timing. I had a whole script. I was way off on parts. The guys were like, why are you not doing it on the downbeat?
I think the Pixies video kind of had that too. But I think it was more David's drums were not totally in sync or something like that.
Yeah,
or they made sure, yeah, they didn't show the stick hitting anything.
Oh yeah, no, it, right, was a lot of really, I think it was that, close shots. Yeah,
lots of close face, yeah, shots of them. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
but it's pretty much a shot for shot remake.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, yeah, it came out really good. So that one.
And you quoted the record Doggerel. All right.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
And let me see. So the next one is for Saint Way.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
But I'm a professional. I've done this for a couple of decades here at WMFO.
Nice. Yeah.
So are you planning on releasing videos for every song on the EP, or?
I'm not sure.
Probably like two more.
Yeah, probably two more.
Like me and Jim tend to kind of trade off on the ideas and like going stuff, so it's like, first one was his idea. Well, they're both were his idea, but like Jim, right, mostly executed on the first one, and then like I did the shooting for the other one. This one, that's one thing I've liked about this past EP is like it's been super collaborative.
Okay.
Like, and very, mm-hmm, like everyone was coming up with parts. Like writing stuff to go along with it, and then video ideas. But yeah, then I got two ideas, one for Doing the Doom, one for Overnight Radio. I'm just not sure which one I'm leaning towards next.
And he's got to jump on that before Jim has the idea.
Yeah, right. And he's going to be very busy with RPM challenges, so he's
going to yes, it's going to be a little bit, yeah. You got the next one.
So there is going to be a 2024 Death in the POTUS.
Yes.
And
we're doing a high fantasy album where excellent. It's like we want like some instrumentals, but like it's like an 80s movie soundtrack, basically.
Okay.
Like that's kind of like the overarching theme. It always depends on like what we're doing. That
well, at least you have a plan.
A little bit of a plan. My RPM, I don't really have a plan. I just have a bunch of ideas.
So you're not going to do the requisite Walter Sickert RPM?
I am not playing in Walter Sickert now anymore.
Oh. Yeah,
no. I left that group and last year. I played the last show in July. Okay. I was 4 or 5 bands. So it's,
yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking.
No, yeah, because So what I ended up, I actually switched. I've been doing streaming on my own and something called With Uncle Bones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's live songwriting. So it's like getting on stream on Twitch and just from start to finish, just like writing and recording
loops and all kinds of different
things.
I mean, straight.
I do like, I have a setup in my house where it's like I got electronic drums, I got bass rig, I got my guitar. I actually got into like the modeling pedals now. That they're a lot of fun. You get all these sounds and stuff. You get hundreds of them. But yeah, I think I've done 17 songs so far.
Nice.
And then I did that in the fall and went early winter. Took a break and now I'm back for RPM. I was like, I got to take a break before I do RPM.
All right. We're having Blake hog all of the things. So
he's busy. That's why he's got the most to talk about.
Well, what about it? What about everyone else? What are you all doing?
Well, we, very busy doing other things. I've been working on this pandemic album, which, you know, it's been, you know, sort of over for a while.
I was going to say the pandemic was officially over about 8 months ago.
It's sort of my stress relief sort of thing, or just sort of, and it's just, I've been just trying to get it together. So I've been working on that too on the side, which has kept me kind of preoccupied from doing other things. So, but it's hard. It's hard to,
because you're going for a vibe.
Like, yeah, I'm going for a vibe. I was going for something different outside of just, you know, anything. And I want to make it perfect because I actually want to press it on vinyl.
Oh, okay.
Because the one thing is like the, which of course I don't want to like feel regrets that I didn't make it as good, well, you know, as good
right.
as it could be. But, you know, just having that physical thing in your hands, like I found that, especially being just so isolated and everything, that sort of having something to touch and look at and read and stuff like that. And, you know, put on and everything was soothing during that time. So, yeah,
that would be good.
Yeah.
What about the other two? I know one doesn't have a mic, so.
Oh, does now.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I love it. Go, Rafi. What are you doing?
What are you doing, Rafi?
I've been trying to learn how to play the songs that we're playing.
I think he'll get him down eventually.
Yeah, next decade.
No,
well, you've also been teaching too, right?
Some teaching other people how to play our songs.
You weren't supposed to mention that.
Right.
I mean, my appointment's tomorrow. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just mostly looking forward to writing another batch of songs with these guys.
Like excellent.
We knocked out those 5 songs, wrote them right quick, recorded them right quick.
4 of them were very much RPM. 4 were written in one
like
night.
Like just kind of done that way?
Yeah. One night, 4 written and recorded a few weeks later.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can promote something. I'm going to promote something.
There you go.
Go for it.
Do it.
So I play in it. You know, one of the cool things about this band is everybody plays in different projects, but we have this kind of like nice core Wednesday night thing that we get together and do. But one of the things that I've been playing, I play with a band called Speed Fossil.
Oh, yes.
And that's
We like Speed Fossil here at on the town.
Oh, cool. So Garrett from that band, well, everybody in that band is joined by Anthony Kaczynski.
Yes, forever since Heed Fest.
Yes, so we've got that show coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
For those who are guided by Voices fans.
Like myself.
Yeah.
I may be there.
Oh, cool.
I may be there.
It's going to be a good time.
Those are the basis for my RPMs because I can't seem to write more complex songs. So I go to my early GBV influences.
Well, you're going to have to come to the Guided by Choices.
Yes, Guided by Choices. That's that's yours. And there's a couple from out of town. What is it? Teenage FBI.
Yep.
And, I'm going raw noodle here. I'm forgetting.
Yeah, you're better than me. so you should run with that. But no, there's two other, actually three other bands.
Right.
From different parts of the country that are
coming
in. But
I thought two of them were from this area.
You might be right. You could be right. I know two of them are from out of town.
Right.
And I'm excited to hear those guys. We go on last. I know that. I know that I have to show up at like 5, and we don't go on till 10. So,
yikes.
So I might go to the jungle for a little bit. Who knows? It's gonna be fun.
Don't say that. You're gonna stick around for forever since he passed.
Yes, yes. But I'm a little bit worried if I have too many
Miller Lights. now we're just getting into in jokes here.
Yes,
because if anyone knows the Guided by Voices show, that you'll know the staples. So.
Yeah, so there's something to promote, but I can't overstate how cool this band is from a creative standpoint and just a really good group of guys to hang out with once a week and make some noise.
So did this take the place of your weekly gathering and practice?
Yeah.
Yeah,
this,
it did, actually.
This was it.
Yeah, fit slotted in perfectly.
We've had a couple of bands that play here. We're like, oh well, we get together on Wednesday night anyway, so why not play a radio gig?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But anyway, thank you so much for playing. All of us here at On the Town with Mikey D, we're really looking forward to you guys coming back. How many times is this under?
This will be third.
Third time,
yes.
And
that's great to be back.
When was the last time? I'm trying to remember if. Was it during my installment? No, I don't think it was.
I can't remember how long ago it was. It was probably like
5 years ago.
Something like 5 years ago.
It was prior lineup. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here with this one.
Yeah, thanks.
And maybe it won't be another 5 years until you're here again.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Thank you all so much for coming in. So I'm going to be a little on the inappropriate side because I'm going to play your Christmas song. I mentioned it off air.
Nice.
How much I loved this Christmas song, especially when it came out. And it came out 6 and a half years ago.
Yeah, that was the first song we did with Chris.
Yeah. We recorded it a couple months after I joined her, maybe even the first month. And it's one of my favorite recordings that we did, so I'm psyched you're playing.
It suits my mentality perfectly during the holidays. So, and the music video, who put together that music video?
I did, yeah. Someone's pictures of the old Arsenal Mall.
Yeah, I was going to say the old, I remember the old Arsenal Mall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That place was really neat back in the day.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Sad.
No.
Yeah, I know. Not really.
But anyway, yes, I'm going to play a holiday song in February. It could be somewhat appropriate-ish for Valentine's Day coming up.
Yes.
In a week.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's an anti-Valentine's Day song.
Yeah,
you could overdub Christmas with Valentine's Day.
I know what you mean.
Just open the mic every time I'll say Valentine's.
Yeah, exactly. all right. Thank you all so much for coming in and playing. I'll let you break down your stuff.
Phil.
And here it is. I know what you don't want for Christmas. It's me, right? 91.5 WMFO.
pencil stamped.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Then you can crawl and rip it just as I expect.
91.5 WMFO. That's Impossible Dog from the EP Specifics. That was Sludge. Before that was The Kilograms, featuring Joe Gittleman of the Bosstones. That was Who Am I to Say? 21 Grams More gave you Without You, their latest single. The Groovies with Phantom Radio, and I started that all off with the I Want You. I know what you don't want for Christmas. It's me, right? Yes. I played a Christmas song in February. I'll say it again. Anyway, you have been listening to On the Town with Mikey D. I've been Phil. You were listening to the I Want You performing live. It was so good. I hope you enjoyed it. But be sure to come by next week. Lils will be here. Nikki Panic is performing live. And it's going to be 3 more hours of great Boston and New England music. So I hope you come back and check it out. I'm going to close out this installment with a brand new record that just came out on Friday. This is Piotr. The song is called So Long. The EP is called Firestar. Hope you enjoy it. I will see you next week. 91.5 WMFO. On the Town with Mikey D.